Dawn came. Up here in the Ramtops, dawn was always impressive, especially when a storm had cleared the air. The valley occupied by Badass overlooked a panorama of lesser mountains and foothills, coloured purple and orange in the early morning light that flowed gently over them. Because light travels at a dilatory pace in the disk's vast magical field, and far off the great plains were still a puddle of shadows. Even further off, the sea gave an occasional distant sparkle. In fact, from here you could see right to the edge of the world. That wasn't poetic imagery, but plain fact, since the world was quite definitely flat and was, furthermore, known to be carried through space on the backs of four elephants that in turn stood on the shell of Great Achuin, the great sky turtle. Back down there in Badass, the village is waking up. The smith has just gone into the forge and found it tidier than it has been for the last 100 years, with all the tools back in their right places, the floor swept, and a new fire laid in the furnace. He is sitting on the anvil, which has been moved right across the room, and is watching the staff, and is trying to think.